time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mercedes Morgan. She's with USARA, which is a great resource for people that are recovering from opioid addiction or really any addiction. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what USARA is and what they offer here in the Castle Country area. Mercedes, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me. So USARA actually stands for Utah Support Advocates for Recovery Awareness. So USARA is just an easier acronym to say.
It is. Let's talk, because we have it in our actually in our community events. And it seems like you have a different thing that goes on every day of the week that you guys offer down there.
Yeah, we do. So we actually believe in all pathways to recovery. So nobody's substance use looks the same. So nobody's recovery looks the same. So what we do is we have multiple groups. We have Recovery Dharma on Monday, which is a Buddhist-based meditation group, and we have facilitators for these groups. And Tuesday, we have Coffee and Recovery, where we pull cards, and it's kind of an open discussion meeting. Wednesday, we have Crystal Meth Anonymous, which is a 12-step-based meeting. And then Wednesday night, we also have our craft group, which is for the family members of those that struggle with substance use disorder. So it's just a support group for them. You know, unfortunately, this is a family disease.
It really is. And that's one thing that I think is sometimes forgotten, is it really affects everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially in a small community like this. You know, everybody knows someone or knows someone who knows someone that has been touched by this. And so what we're trying to do is just come in and say, hey, there's support for you and there's resources and you're not alone in this struggle right now.
Okay. And so we kind of got off track. Thursdays, let's go back to that.
So Thursdays we have recovery yoga in the morning. We also have it in the evening and we have smart recovery. And then Friday, we have My Life in Recovery. And then the last Friday of every month, we actually have a community potluck for everybody to just come together and connect. And then Sunday nights, we have Narcotics Anonymous, which is also a 12-step-based meeting.
So you've got something going on down there. And this is really what's important is, you know what, hit the meetings and just get there. Just be a part of it.
Yeah.
That's really the first step is just wanting to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the hardest part is just getting people in the door, because once they do see what we're offering, which we offer all of these groups, but we also offer one-on-one coaching with people. A lot of the time you just need somebody to connect with and you just need somebody to say, hey, I understand what you're going through. And if you're open to suggestions, here's what I think would help you.
So you guys are, we discussed this a little bit off, you guys are a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit,
so you get all of your funding from grants.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
And so the most important part of that is you have to have people go to make this work for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have, you know, we have our handful of people that are there every single day, that are just checking in and introducing new people to our organization and what we do. And we've had amazing results so far, but it's just a tiny touch to the community of what we're hoping to do.
Now, you guys were saying that you're kind of spread a little bit thin.
Yeah.
Because there's just two of you.
Yes, there is. There's myself and Shirley Wayman, who is a peer recovery coach, and we cover Carbon, Emory, and Grand County.
And that's a pretty vast area.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that you were saying is that everyone that is a counselor, everyone that sort of works at USARA, you have to be in recovery yourself.
You do. So we are not clinicians. You know, we are a peer-led organization. And so one of the requirements for USARA is you have to be in recovery. And it gives you that relatability piece. Myself, I am going to be 4 years into my recovery the first week of May.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And once again, it's good to have somebody that knows where you're coming from.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why most of these times these peer-based ones work so well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that there's just a big disconnect, especially in small communities, because, you know, people don't want to talk about what's going on. But, you know, it's a problem and it's very prominent. And so we're trying to just bring any sort of help that we can to the community. And we're working with so many other partners in the community to just say, hey, let's tackle this and let's pull people out of the river.
It really is. And it's one of these things. And as you said that we were talking, Carbon County is the hot spot right now.
Absolutely.
It really is. And it's sad that that's what we're on the map for. But you know what? Mm-hmm. There is help for people.
Absolutely.
And if you were, you know, if you were to give a pitch in trying to get people to go and see what you've got, I'm going to give you your opportunity right now to get them down there. What would you tell somebody?
I would tell somebody, you know, I would speak like I was speaking to myself 4 years ago and just say that you're not alone and that you don't have to do this by yourself, that there is another option for you. And you just have to try something different. The best advice I was given is, you know, tomorrow is a brand new day. And your mistakes don't define you, right? I never imagined that I would lead the life that I live today. And I'm so grateful for that. And it's because people did the same thing that I'm doing right now and just put myself out there and say, hey, if you just need to talk, I'll meet you where you are. I don't need you to even be sober at this point. If you just have the idea that you maybe want to come into recovery, I'll show up for you.
And that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Is taking that first step. Now, if someone wanted to get a hold of you or Shirley, how could they go about doing that?
So we have a Facebook page. So if you look up USARA Price on Facebook, you can contact us through there. We also have a website, so myusara.com, and you would just go to the location link and click on the Price location. And we also have our cell phone numbers listed on the website in the article that was just published. And I believe you have our phone number.
I do. I'll give them out really quick here. Shirley Wayman, if you would like to contact her, it's 385-707-3785. And Mercedes' cell phone is 435-299-8677. We're speaking with Mercedes Morgan with USARA here in Price. They are a peer-based recovery program.
Absolutely.
And it's something that is definitely needed. It's sad that it is needed, but it's definitely needed and welcomed and welcome to the area.
Thank you so much. And it's needed everywhere.
It really is.
That's the biggest thing. This is a problem everywhere. It's just more, you know, it's more in your face in a small community.
It is. And it's like you said, somebody knows somebody or somebody, you know,
absolutely.
Knows somebody who knows somebody. And,
absolutely.
And that's the way that, you know, small towns are.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, and we really have this new recovery center on Main Street that we are open from about 8:30 until 5 p.m. We're there Monday through Friday. And if you just need to come in and warm up and have a drink, you know, have some coffee, we're there to talk to. If you want to come in and use our computer for resources, for job listings or housing, you know, there's a lot of things that we can help people with.
And that's why you're there. That's located at 67 East Main, mm-hmm. right there on Main Street in Price.
Yes.
Okay, did we touch base on everything?
I think so.
I think we got it all.
I think so.
All right, Mercedes, thank you so much for taking out the time. Appreciate everything that you're doing in the community.
Yes.
And if you ever need anything else, don't hesitate to drop by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.